You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
So excited. How are you?
Well, thank you. Good. Thank you for having me.
Are you freaking kidding me? By the way, I'm like extra freaking lunatic right now because I am just hot off the reunion part two.
And now season six is over.
I mean, did it go by like this or was it really long?
Yeah, it went by pretty fast, I gotta say. Like, you know, I mean, they started airing in January and, you know, it's almost June. So yeah, it went by really, really fast.
It feels like it was quick. I'm like, how the hell is that? Oh, like, is it?
Yeah, like, it's funny because like it was like 4 months and it flew by.
Okay, so most important question for you. How does a sexy car ride come about?
I don't know. We're like, I think we're going to the liquor store. And I don't know. I feel like we start talking about like our taste, like on date. I don't know, honestly really remember. Actually, if they didn't bring it up, I completely removed it. Because I feel like it was...
It wasn't like a thing that you had, like you and Lindsay just made this up in the car.
Yeah. We're like just joking around. And, you know, like she was like, what is a sexy car, like a sexy car ride? That's why when they brought it up, like, I was like, why did you guys bring it up? Like, you weren't even there. Like, you don't even know what. And it was like, you know, it was just like talking about like a situation, like in a car out. How that would be. So I was like, both Lindsay and I were like, well, why are they bringing this up? Like, nobody was there, you know?
Well, it's you just know that, like, why they're bringing it up.
I feel like Lindsay, like, she came back from that drive, like, from the liquor store, and she might have said to somebody, and so, like, probably people start talking about it inside the house, and, like, yeah. You know, they made it, like, such a big deal, but it wasn't a big deal at all. It's just, like, a funny... we were just, like, talking about, like, funny and hot topics in the car, but like wasn't anything bad.
Oh, okay. So I thought it was like a thing, like you had your own sexy car ride and you were sharing it with Lindsay.
I didn't know. Yeah, I was sharing what I would do, what is for me a sexy a sexy car ride, but like, you know, it was just like talking to my friend and like joking about it, like, you know. It wasn't anything like towards her or anything. It was just like we were like trying to have fun and, you know, just like spend the time like while we were going to the liquor store.
So did then, again, I'm fresh off the reunion, so you have to bear with me. So then
did
the nipple licks, did that come because you guys were talking about the sexy car ride?
Oh, no. That was a completely different weekend. I honestly was trying to recall when exactly was it, but I know for sure Craig was there. So that's the only thing that I remember. But like, I don't remember how we got to that point. I think we had like some kind of like deep conversation about some other topics. And then, you know, at the end, like we joke about it and we're like, oh, you know, let's do this like as a friendship sign, you know, like I was like joking around, it was an Italian thing. And she's like, oh, like, let me do it. And then she was like, no, you do it. So I honestly can't place it which weekend was that, but like I know that Craig was there. So one of those weekends.
Craig brings out the nipple licking.
I don't even know. It's just like, you know, Paige is like on her own and, you know, like with Craig and, you know, we're just like talking. Me and Lindsay, we had a really good summer. Like we became really good friends, much closer than what it was on during the winter hours, because, you know, we also spend much more time
right. Also
like during the week, like in the city. So I was really happy of the come out, like how, like my bond with like Luke, with like Lindsay got much more stronger than what it was on winter hours.
Why do you think then she has so much beef with a lot of the ladies? Like, I feel like it's a reoccurring thing with
her. To be honest with you, like, as you probably have read, I didn't go to Vermont this year because I prefer to be on my own, you know, to focus on my girlfriend and stuff. So I honestly don't know what happened. I didn't understand why there was so much beef, but like, I didn't even like ask about it. Like, I just went with the flow, and it was like kind of exaggerated. Like, you know, I feel like we're in 2022, so you should be free to do whatever you want, and you shouldn't be like judged on like your decision, you know. Like, I think everybody on that topic should keep like, should mind their own business, you know.
Awesome.
Like, if she no, I feel like Lindsay, if she felt like having a fun summer, like, just go with it. Like, why right. somebody would have to judge it, you know? Like, I think, you know, we're all equal, so everybody make their own decision. And I think you shouldn't be judged, or like, you should have pointed like any finger at you because somebody like don't agree with your behavior. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Like, I know, like, I was reading, a lot of people were wondering if something happened. I don't know. Honestly, I didn't even ask. Like, I don't know if anything happened. For my knowledge, nothing happened. So
yeah.
I don't know what you watch on Summer House. So I have no idea if something else went on when I wasn't there, or like on Winter House. I have no idea.
Well, it just seems, because I've watched Summer House from the get-go, right? And it seems like, I mean, obviously, I mean, Andre, I don't know, how uncomfortable were you at the reunion? I was uncomfortable watching Paige and Lindsay. How was it?
I don't know. I mean, we were on the same side. So, you know, like, even though I was looking at them, I was I wasn't really facing them. I just know that Alex and I were having like quite a good time, you know? I don't know, to be honest with you, like, yeah, I rewatched it, so now I understand like what you're talking about. Like, when I was there, like, I wasn't like really too much paying attention.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything going on like that I'm not aware of. For my knowledge, I think they left in great terms this summer, and you know, I don't know if anything happened in between.
That's what I'm saying. It's just so weird because it didn't, like, it was obviously not good. I mean, like, how many times did Andy say, Paige, you won't eat, like, your neck is going to be permanently, like, you won't even turn towards her. Like, how many times did he bring that up? Four?
Yeah, he brought it up like two or three times. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know how they let, like, it's crazy. Do you think it's just because she's strong and she's beautiful and she says whatever she wants, so other women have an issue with that? I'm not just saying about this. It just seems like with a lot
I feel like everybody, like all the girls, like they're pretty strong personalities. So I mean, yeah, Lindsay, you know, she's a really strong woman. Like, her personality is really strong. But I feel like a lot of, like, all the ladies are really strong personalities. So I don't think it's that. I don't know. Honestly, I can't really, I don't know.
Where,
like,
are you?
I'm in New York.
How are you with the other, like, where are you with all the cast? Are you fine with all of them?
Yeah. I mean, I love them all, honestly. I had a great time in Vermont. I had a great time in the Hamptons. And they also, like, always been really supportive. Also, when I had my, like, my crisis, you know, they've always been there for me. So everybody's always been really talkative, really supportive. You know, there's a lot of off camera things that you haven't seen. Like, Sierra was there by my side a lot when I was going through, you know, my little like moment of sadness. Alex was like, has been great. Luke, like, you know, Luke was amazing. So everybody's been really supportive. Carr, Maya. So I'm in great terms of everyone. Like, if I got to see from my point of view, I had a great time. You know, I love every one of them. Like, yeah, of course, there's maybe some people that I hang out more with, but, you know, that doesn't change the fact that, you know, when I'm around everyone, I have a great time with each one of them.
Well, hello, look at you. You're freaking like the nicest guy on the planet. That's why I was like so freaking pumped to have you on. I'm like, this guy.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, forget about the fact that you're freaking hot as hell. Sorry, Lexi. Sorry to my husband. But forget that. Just like watching you, you're so sweet. Like something happens, you come. It's just.
I'm pretty easygoing in general, to be honest with you. Like, I don't really, I've never been too much of a fighter. You know, I go with the flow. Like, and plus sometimes, I mean, most of the time I try to don't get it carried away from emotion. And, you know, a lot of people like are more emotional. So you can't really blame. Everybody like reacts like, in their own way. So I'm pretty like, I try always to put myself in the other person's shoes, just because, you know, I want to like try to understand where they're coming from. Sorry, I was leaving. And so to be honest with you, like try to respect like everybody's point of view.
You're so sweet. Like, how are you and on just, this I, show? Is the drama crazy though then for you?
I honestly don't mind it, you know, like if I, it's funny because like a lot of times, like, you know, even a lot of like things that were going on between Kyle and Amanda, I wasn't aware of it because, you know, you're in a different room. You're like, you know, you don't have that kind of conversation with him because, you know, Kyle with me, we have a great relationship. Like, you know, we're good friends. You know, now we were talking about like they might be coming to Italy next month, and I'm going to Italy for a month now. So, you know, we're planning to, yeah, we're planning to meet up and stuff. But, you know, like we never talk too much about like his love life, but we talk more about fun stuff, about like Italy. We talk about work, you know. So I didn't know a lot of things that were going on, to be honest with you, until I watched the season. And so I don't have any problem dealing with drama, to be honest with you. But also when the fight happened between Sierra and Manila, I wasn't there. So I didn't know anything until I watched it because
that's
I was outside.
What I was wondering. I was going to ask you about that, but then I
had no idea what happened.
I was like, you already left your seat by then.
Yeah, yeah. We were outside looking at it. So I had no clue that it went on like that. I didn't know it was like that intense. I knew that like there was spilled wine, you know, there was food on the floor, but I didn't expect there was like an actual altercation between the two. Like I wasn't aware of it. So I don't know, probably like I think I would have done what Craig did, so like went in between and tried to separate them. That's what I would definitely that's what I would have done if I was there. But I wasn't there in that moment. So
you didn't even see like security or production, whoever stepped in.
Oh,
you
know, not at all. No. We were literally like on the, like we were like by the pool on the other side. So we didn't even really listen to anybody. Like we didn't even hear anybody screaming or anything.
I mean,
we just walked in and there was like a mess and we heard something happen, but we really didn't find out what exactly happened, you know. And that's why you see me and Luke hanging out in the room with where everybody else was. It's not that we were like not giving importance to the situation, we just didn't know what happened. No. You know, so we knew there was something that happened between Sierra and Danielle, but we didn't know like the details of it.
So when you're watching it back and you see how crazy it got and like they're pulling them apart and Sierra's throwing and like they're standing up and yelling, what was your first thought?
I mean, you should never get to that point, but I'm glad, you know, like Sierra like acknowledged that right away, understood that, and you know, like she said that she didn't even realize in the moment, she realized it after watching it. I wouldn't believe that. I just don't think that kind of emotion should never take over. Like, you know, because one thing is screaming at someone, you know, that unfortunately can happen. But like using a sort of violence is never like the best thing. But at the same time, you know, I care about both Danielle and Sierra. So I hope, you know, they're going to like, I mean, I believe the apology was real. Right. And, you know, I think Sierra really understood their mistake in that situation. She got carried away, but I mean, thank God nobody got injured.
I mean, that was nuts though. And then it was nuts too to see at the reunion how like much, like she even said, Danielle said, I've carried so much and like started to resent and hate you so much. Where do you think they go from there? Like, how do you come back and do a show together and like do?
I honestly don't remember if they show it because I think I got asked that question by Andy and, you know, or I got asked that question by somebody. I don't remember, but I don't know if it was Andy or I don't know. But anyways, I got asked. I honestly think and I hope they're going to be able to work things through, you know. I believe in that. I think, yes, maybe they're never going to be best friends, but at the same time, I think we can still have like a great time all together. They can have a great time together. So I hope that, you know, with the time passing by, they're going to be able to, you know, to rebuild that, friendship and, you know, be able to just enjoy themselves. You know, I want to look at that way, you know, least. I think it doesn't bring you anywhere to hating someone or like to be against someone. I just think even if you're never going to be best friends, you should always like work to have like a civil relationship with someone and, you know, be able to have fun if the circumstances are fun and shouldn't like think too much about what happened. Definitely wasn't a good thing to see, like that, that fight wasn't the best TV moment.
I mean, but you know, that's sweet, like that thought and like logical, but then you have to remember that we're crazy women, so like logic sometimes goes out the window, Andrea.
I don't know, like, you know, it's just like I feel like
I hate that bitch forever.
I don't know, because like I remember like I didn't watch it because I never watched Summer House before, but I know like Luke and Carr had some bad fight in the summer before, but now they're like they always been close, but they, you know, they made up, they became like closer than ever. So I always like hope the same thing is gonna happen for Sierra and Danielle. I don't know, like for a guy, I feel like you can get over things in a way,
punch each
way.
Other, you like tell each other off, and then you guys are better than ever. Girls will carry this for the rest of their life. Like, they will bring this up 10 years from now.
Time will tell, but let's see.
We're crazy, Andrea. You should know this about women. You know this.
I mean, I'm always being pretty good terms with a lot of women that I dealt with in my life. And, you know, so I think there is hope for everyone. And I think there's also for two friends that got in a fight.
Do you think so with Lindsay and Paige too, since you're close with Lindsay?
Yeah. I think they will be fine.
Okay. Yeah. The most important question when I started this whole thing out was not about the sexy car ride. I was just joking. Okay. The most important question is, how are you doing? How's everything going? How's New York?
I've been doing great. I'm happy working on a few things. Things we've liked here, amazing. And you know, New York is New York. I'm excited now to go to Italy for a month. I mean, I love New York, but I'm happy that I'm going to catch a break from it. So I'm excited for the upcoming month. I have a bunch of things to do over there, but at the same time, you know, I'm going to be able to hopefully enjoy friends and family. And, you know, I'm seeing actually my parents are coming to New York in a couple of days. So I'm going to see them for a few days in New York and then, they're going to stay for like 10 more days and I'm going to Italy. And then by the start of June, we're going to be together in Italy. Amazing. And I'm excited. I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to show Lexi Italy with the warm weather.
So Lexi's going. Okay. That's what I want to ask
you. She already came with me both times that I went since we came back together. So she was there like for Christmas and she was there like for Easter. And now finally, the weather is in the 80s. So I'm excited for her to experience the Italian summer heat.
Okay, so how is your lucky lady? How's everything going with you two?
Everything's pretty good, honestly. Like, I think, we put the past behind, we put the misunderstanding from the past behind, and we've been really strong, you know. We spend like so much time together. We travel a lot during the winter. So I met her family. She met my family. So I think things have been great.
So do you see, I know you're young and all this, but do you actually see like you could marry this woman?
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably the first time in my life. And I'm not saying just because you're asking me, but it's the first time in my life that, I can see like, spending the rest of my life with her.
Put the ring on it. Really, I
know,
though?
But one step at a time. You gotta be patient, you know. You gotta be like, I'm 100% sure, but you know, you gotta like, you know, live with the person. There's a few steps that you gotta go through.
For sure.
But like, you know, I'm really happy, and you know, I'm happy that she came back, and you know, we could like put the past behind, we could like work things through, and I'm glad that she understood that, you know, I was in a weird headspace last spring, and you know, I was really confused on a lot of things. So it's not that I didn't want to like return her feelings back. I was just like scared to expose myself and to share my feelings. But I'm happy that, you know, we were able to sit down, talk, and you know, make things work. So
then when did you guys, okay, so how long were you guys together before you started filming Summer House?
It's crazy because we were only together for like 3 months, but those 3 months were so intense, and I already felt like you knew that person from years. That was like what it really hit me, because you know, a lot of people take months to get to know each other, and you know, with her it was great. You know, we were spending a lot of times together. You know, I already had a feeling that I could have seen myself with her for a really long time. I don't think timing was perfect. And that kind of scared me and pushed me away. And, you know, when she decided, like when she was like, when I didn't return her feelings back and she kind of felt really hurt, like, and she decided to walk away from me, I was really sad because I remember like calling my mom crying. But at the same time, I was like, maybe, you know, you can survive, but I was wrong. I know I was lying to myself. I just thought that I could have like cope with the situation like in a different way. That's why, you know, like at first, like even when I started like my summer in the Hamptons, I was like, you know, trying to have fun and stuff, but then, you know, it kind of hit me right away. I like, it never left my head, but like at the same time I was like, you know, Andrea, you went through breakup before. Like at the end of the day, I was trying to put in my head the fact that I only knew her from 3 months. Right. So I was like, maybe, you know, it wasn't as serious as you thought, or maybe, you know, you weren't ready yet, or like you didn't know her well. But what I felt those 3 months was so intense that it couldn't really leave my head. And you know, that's why like day after day started hitting me really bad. And you know, at one point I was like, what are you doing? Like, you know, like you let a person that you really care about like walking away. Like, and so that's why I started trying to get in touch with her, but she didn't want to like hear anything. And you know, we didn't speak for 5 months. And
5 months.
Yeah, I never gave up. Because all my friends were like, you gotta forget about this girl. Like, you know, you only like hang out with her for 3 months, you know, like you gotta forget. And you know, I would have forgotten of her if I didn't feel the way that I felt. There was something in me that it was strong, and there was no pride, because you know, a lot of times guys have pride, you know, they lose something, they wanna get it back. And I knew for a fact, because I went through pride before in the past. And I knew it wasn't pride. I knew that it was real feelings. It was real like attraction. I really understood that I messed up. And I understood that, you know, I was just scared. I was scared to commit. I was scared to let my feelings, I don't know what to say, but like, you know, to show my feelings. So... But yeah, she didn't give me the chance to explain myself for 5 months. And that was the worst part, because at least I would have wished to have like the right closure and, you know, sit down and tell her like what I went through in my head. But she didn't want to. And then finally, after 5 months, she gave me the chance, and, you know, we started hanging out really slowly, like, you know, taking step by step, going on innocent dates, you know, just like spending time, you know, no physical contact, nothing, but, you know, talking, you know. And I felt like she saw that the feelings were still there on my side. The feelings never went away. And so we gave it a chance, and, you know, here we are.
So this was 2 months after you filmed, then she started talking to you.
She started talking to me at the end of November. So it was 2 months after Carlos and Amanda's wedding. But, you know, we stopped like filming at the first week, after the first weekend of September, and we took like a break of like 3 weeks. So yeah, like almost 3 months after we were done filming.
So do you think, okay, hypothetically, I'm sure people have asked you this before. Do you think if Paige was really like into you and like, let's be together and not going back and forth, like you kind of were going back and forth with her and Lexi, and she was going back and forth with you and Craig. Do you think if she was really into you and is like, I want to be with you, when you guys were doing Summer House, you would have taken it and gone?
So I got to say that when we came back to Vermont, I put an effort because, you know, we started hanging out in the city, and, you know, like we started slow in Vermont because, you know, I don't want to let myself go right away with a person that I just met, especially in that kind of situation. I need some solo time. I needed to see the person like outside, like a vacation, like the one that he was in Vermont. And, you know, we came back to the city, and I put like, you know, all my best intention, you know, I stopped talking to anyone else and stuff. And we started hanging out for like a week, 10 days. And then, you know, she disappeared. And I was fine. You know, I didn't want to like put pressure on her. We just smacked, you know, it would have been a psychopath if I was putting any pressure. You know, we went on a few dates, but we weren't like spending 24 hours together. So I couldn't like, oh, why are you ghosting me? Like, that's not my style. I'm not that kind of guy. So I let it go, but like, I kind of felt a little bit like, not sad, but, you know, I wish like she would have like be more clear about the situation, not just like fading away. I wish she would have just told me, you know, sat down and said, listen, I don't want to have a relationship right now and stuff. Right. So I kind of got burnt, but like on the surface.
Yeah.
You know. And then, you know, I met Lexi, so everything was great until like a few weeks, maybe 10 days before we started like going to the Hamptons. And, you know, she ended up things with me. And I didn't know what to expect once I got to the Hamptons, because, you know, all I knew, it was that Craig and Paige were hanging out, you know, like you were reading that on blogs, like the rumors were out there. So I didn't expect what to find. I was just like, okay, I'm going to the Hamptons. Let's see what's going to happen. I'll have fun. I'll try to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got there, you know.
Did you know Paige was going to do Summer House again? You knew she was going to be there.
No, I knew that, but I didn't know what was going on with Craig, because I wouldn't have like wanted to mess up if they were seriously dating, you know. If they were officially together, I would even like, you know, I told her, I don't know if you remember, I told her on the 4th of July weekend, I said, listen, if you're dating Craig, I'm really happy for you. Right. Which was true, you know, like Craig is a friend, so I was happy things were like working between that. But she told me right away, no, we're just talking, you know, we're like casually dating. So I was like, okay, let me explore and see what's going on here. But at the same time, I didn't want to put too much pressure, because I was still like not really, I was a little bit burned from like the winter. So I didn't want to like start right away, text her during the week, let's hang out. I wanted to take it easy. So I was more like, you know, see what was going on weekend after weekend. And then at one point, I even asked her, what do you think about going on a date? Because after it was a few weeks, they were like messing around, flirting a little bit. Like the situation with Craig was really unclear. And she said, no, like, I think it wouldn't be fair towards Craig. So I was like, okay, it's fine. And, you know, I just step aside because I wanted to be respectful towards them. And, you know, after a few weeks, I feel like they start like hanging out in a more official way. And so I don't know, because like that's how it went. So I don't really know. It definitely like took me a long time for me to ask her out, because I just wanted to give it time, because, you know, I didn't really like the way that she disappeared during the winter, you know.
You were still after, thinking about that. And then you were thinking about Lexi.
Yeah, I was definitely, you know, Lexi was always there. And, but, you know, she didn't want to talk to me and stuff. Right. So, you know, I was like, okay, let's try to move on. Let's try to see. And then, you know, she made it clear that she wanted to focus on Craig. So I was like, fine with it. And I just went with it. And, you know, I don't know what would have happened if she answered in a different way. I don't know. I never even asked myself, to be honest with you.
Do you think that they will last, Craig and Paige? You see this, like,
I think so. I just think they should, but I know that they're doing much more now. I think they should, like, move in together at one point and, you know, see how things go that way, because it's a really important way, I feel like, to understand if you're ready for the next step. But I think they're a great couple. I think, honestly, they are a better match. Even though, you know, Paige and I have a lot of, like, fun, we can have a lot of a conversation, but I feel like she's a way better match with Craig. So as we said at the reunion, I think it was like a necessary triangle, if you want to call it that way, to go through, because it made me realize what I left behind, and, you know, made me realize a lot of my mistakes from the past. And I think it was key for her to understand that she was willing to Craig, and that's the guy that she wanted to date. So I think it went really well for the both of us.
There's a lot of couples. I mean, you then now with Lexi, she with Craig, Carl and Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Do you think they will make it? I mean, they've been down this road before.
I mean, we hung out a few times with them, and I think they're amazing. I think they're in a great place. I think the timing also is right, because, you know, a lot of times timing is not right, but I think for them it's perfect right now. And I see them really happy together. So I think they're ready. They will be ready soon for the next step.
Was it crazy though too? Because like another, obviously Kyle and Amanda though have been together forever, but it was insane this season how mostly obviously the ladies were like so anti them getting married. Did you ever think, oh, maybe this isn't a good idea too? I mean, they were very vocal.
No, honestly, never, because as I told you, I didn't know a lot of things that were happening,
right.
But even watching it back, I just think a lot of those issues, but that's why I kind of like how Amanda ended up like, you know, dealing with the situation. She, you know, she's the one living under the same roof of Kyle. So they know what are the issues, what is going well, what is not. So I think they're the most entitled people to make decision about their
like love.
Yes, exactly. So I think, you know, I always been a fan of them, so I was really supportive about them getting married. I was really happy for both of them, and I don't think anybody should ever like put mouth in a relationship because they don't really know what's going on behind closed door.
Right.
Yes, sometimes some behaviors of Kyle can be like seen in a bad way, you know, like maybe there's some things that he could fix, but, you know, nobody's perfect. And, you know, they've been together for 6 years. So Amanda know who she's dealing with. Kyle knows who is dealing with. So they know more than anyone else, like their love and about their relationship. So I don't think nobody should ever like put a word in or like try to sabotage or like trying to.
Do you think they'll last, make the long haul?
I mean, once again, I never watched Summer House before, so I don't know all the season prior, but like for what I've seen since I know them, I think they will. I think they're made for each other. I think, you know, you got to be understanding because, you know, especially when now Kyle is working a lot and, you know, feels like a lot of pressure because of his job, but I think he's achieving great results. So I think Amanda got to understand, like, you know, and I know she does, but like, you know, the situation is kind of delicate, but I think they will last and I think they will be happy. I see them. I think they're a great couple. And, you know, there is issues. Every couple has some issues, but I feel like they will overcome everything that is not good, and I hope they're going to be able to fix the little issues that they have, if they have any right now.
I mean, speaking of issues, this guy isn't even on the freaking show, Austin, and there was so much freaking drama around this guy. Eddie's not even on the show. Were you just like, when your dude Alex said he is the Honda Civic?
I mean, I gotta say I'm friends with Austin. And you know, actually, it might actually come to Italy in a couple of weeks. So we might actually hang out there with his girlfriend and stuff. So I it was a really fun comment. But like at the same time, I told him, I think he dealt with the situation in the wrong way. And I think he's aware of it. Both ways, I think, you know, I think everybody in that situation was wrong and everybody was right, because everybody was coming with their own different reasons. So I put myself in everybody's shoes and I understand. I just think the person that should have stepped aside and make a step back should have been Austin. Just because it should have been, okay, this is not cool. I gotta like give it a break. That's at least what I would have done. But we talked about it. And you know, I think he understood. I think he was aware. I think also like he was in a weird head space, because you know, it was still like he was just recently single, like he was like just like minding his own business. So he didn't really like put too much attention in what he was like really doing. But I think he understood that, you know, he could have dealt with the situation in a different way.
I mean, but come on, you know, he loved the fighting over him a little bit. Come on. You have to admit that.
Yeah. I just think he should have been more straight up with both of them, especially with Sierra. I should have said right away, you know, I don't think we're going to date, or like, you know, I'm happy to have fun and stuff, but like, I don't think there's any chance for us to date. And, you know, it should have been more straight up in that situation. He was lacking on conversation with her. It should have been more like straight to the point. Yeah, upfront. Yeah.
I was shocked at the reunion when they were like, Sierra, you just slept with him. After all this happened, you just slept with him.
I didn't know that.
What is going on? I'm like, my mind is blown right now. I'm literally last night not sleeping, fresh off of this. And I'm like, I have so much to talk to you about.
I mean, you do your own decision, you know? Like, I feel like a lot of times in life happens that there is that guy or that girl that, you know, they made something to you, but at one point you're still going to hook up with them, you know? It happened to me. Like, there was this girl that, like, I mean, then we became really good friends, but, you know, she kind of like, we dated, I'm talking about a long time ago. We dated, she kind of like broke up with me, and like, she was like really mean and stuff. And then she was the one to come back and, you know, say like, you know, I'm so sorry. And in my head, I knew that I would never date that girl again, but we still hooked up. So
listen, there's a reason
everybody goes through that.
There's a reason why they say sex with an ex.
Exactly.
I mean, right? There's a reason for that.
So whatever. I mean, whatever. Like, I'm sure like Sierra knew what she was doing. So
which show did you like doing better? Or
so I definitely love doing like I love the summer much more as the season, and you know, it's more my environment. But with everything that was going on in my head, I had more fun in Vermont. Mm-hmm. Because there was a lot going on in my head, but like, I definitely like think like the whole like Hamptons weekends, you know, hanging out in the house with all my friends and stuff is more my mood.
Was it crazy though, like going from that to Summer House?
I mean, to be honest with you, I'm pretty, as I said, I'm pretty easygoing, and you know, I usually get like, pretty comfortable with everyone. I usually don't have any issues to like make friends and stuff. So no, it was great. You know, it was two different things. One is like a straight up vacation, like less than 3 weeks. And the other thing, you know, you and Gauda all like in all week long in the city.
Right.
Then you go every weekend, and it's like over 2 months. So it's more intense, but I honestly, watching it back, I really enjoyed it more because I feel like a lot of stuff got like cut off from Winter Out. Instead, I'm happy that, you know, I was able to show more about my personality on Summer House. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, people could understand more about me. And like, I think you can dive more into the person.
Right. Totally. You know?
Yeah. Like Winter Out was really fast. Like there's a way more emotion on Summer House. And I really like that side. It just like, for me, it was like a tough moment because, you know, I think it was a moment of growth with everything that was going on in my head. And I'm grateful for it because I know I will always look back and be grateful for that summer. It was more intense.
But was it, okay, this is just me because I hate driving more than 10 minutes. Every freaking weekend for you to go from the city to the Hamptons, were you just like,
it's not
God.
My favorite part, but most of the time, you know, it was Alex, Luke, and I driving to the Hamptons. So we were pretty good at leaving at a decent time. So we were like avoiding traffic. So it wasn't too bad.
How long would it take you on average?
1 hour and a half. It wasn't too bad.
Oh,
if you were going after lunch, you would have stuck for 3-4 hours. During the hurricane, we drove back Lindsay, Carr, Luke, and I, because Alex wasn't there that weekend, and it took us like 5 hours. It was brutal.
Oh, kill me.
But other than that, you know, in another weekend, maybe it was pretty smooth because we were always leaving before like lunch break on a Friday. So it was perfect timing.
Speaking of Alex, like, I know you're close. I think he's amazing. I feel like he kind of like dropped off.
He's a great, I mean, he definitely loosened up because, you know, when he first got to the Hamptons, you know, I was still like trying to be in his routine, which, you know, you got to respect because it's his job. You know, he's a personal trainer.
Right.
He trains a lot of big clients. So even in that situation, I put myself in his shoes and I understood where he was coming from. But definitely losing up. And, you know, I know Alex from a while and he's a great guy. And he's so much fun. I mean, at the end, you were able to see that.
Yeah,
but overall, we had a great summer. He was always there for me. You know, we had so much fun. We were hanging out a lot. He's a great guy. Alex is a great guy.
Amazingly nice. Both of you guys.
Thank you. No, but like Alex is literally like a great guy, great friend, you know. And we had a lot of fun all the time. We had fun at the wedding. We had fun all summer long. But definitely, he was more shy at first, you know, which, listen, I understand. Not everybody can, like, even Maya took, like, a couple of weeks to feel, like, comfortable with everyone else. Like, everybody has different personalities. Everybody has different approach. So, you know, they were more shy at first. But, like, I feel like then they become really close to everyone.
Right. When you like, say you have to call somebody because you're like in need, you have to talk to somebody immediately. Who's like the first person either one that you're calling?
I mean, Alex was there all summer long. He was like he was aware of Lexi, like of the situation from day one. It's just that, you know, like at first, like, you know, it wasn't really hitting me that bad, but, you know, I knew about like the, you know, ended up friends with an amazing person, but, you know, I wasn't really sure because I was really scared. And so he knew always, and he's always been a really supportive friend. Then I would say Luke, Sierra, but like Alex was there for me all the time. Even Sierra. We spent a lot of time, you know, talking. She was a great friend because we became really good friends in Vermont. You know, we met in Vermont, and because of all the, like, me hanging out with Paige or hanging out with Austin, we spent a lot of time together because every night we were, like, hanging out in their bedroom, and, you know, we became really, really good friends. Maya was great. Everybody was, like, you know, even Maya was really supportive. Carr was really supportive because a lot of times, on car rides, you know, we talk about things, we talk about life. I really made a lot of really good friends. I mean, I became really good friends with everyone. Of course, I feel like there's still room to become even closer to a few people. But definitely, like, we really connected. We really bonded. And I'm really grateful for that.
What, like Amanda and Danielle? Those are the ones that...
Yeah, I feel like, but, you know, even at the reunion, I had a great time with Danny. And I, but, you know, I still think there is a lot of room for us to become even closer, you know. And Amanda, you know, the thing is, like, she's married. So, you know, I always want to be respectful. And, you know, I don't want to, I always feel like to be careful, like, you know, right. I don't know how to explain it.
Watch the boundaries. I get it. I get what you're
saying. She's the wife of a good friend. I mean, they're both good friends. But, you know, me and Kyle, a lot of times we live in the same neighborhood. Like, a lot of times we went out, like, during the week. So, you know, I always want to be really respectful.
You're so, I mean, how does anyone not love you? Are you freaking kidding? Are we going to see you back at Summer House?
Let's see. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Let's see.
You're coming back. I know you're freaking
out. I would love to. And, you know, I would love to bring Lexi along. I think it would be a lot of fun. And, but let's see. Nothing is set in stone yet. But, like, definitely I would love to be back also because I'm in a way better at space. So I think I would enjoy myself even more.
Would it be weird with Lexi and Paige?
For me, not at all.
Would Lexi, it would be weird for her?
She knows how strong my feelings are. So
no,
could be on the surface. Like, but I know that, you know, she wouldn't doubt it for a second or anything. I mean, she's a really smart person. She knows, like, how strong our relationship is. So I don't think it would be an issue.
Andrea, are you down to play a game?
Okay.
You're scared.
Let's play.
Okay, it is called Denver Does Side Piece.
Okay.
We're really clever with names here. Okay. It is rapid fire. I'm going to give you two options and you just say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you scared?
Let's see. Let's see the first question.
Okay. You kind of already did this, but Summer House or Winter House?
In general, as a concept or as my personal...
As your first gut thought, which is like your jam.
Even if it was in the best moment for me, Summer House.
Summer House. Okay. Sex on the first date or wait?
If I'm attracted to the person, really attracted, and I would definitely wait. I can wait weeks. If it's not meaningful, for sure I can do the first day.
Okay, boob or butt?
Is your boobs?
Oh man, you had both, man, in Summer House. It is just like left, right, boobs, ass, boobs, ass, everywhere. Boobs. Yeah. Okay, which man is better looking, Kyle or Amanda's dad?
Wow, that's a tough one. They're both really good looking. I mean, they have like 30 years apart, so it's hard to tell. Like, I mean, I'm just going to go with Kyle because he's a friend of mine.
He's your boy. Yeah. I was shocked, though, when they were like, we got a lot of comments, Amanda, about your dad.
Oh, I mean, her dad, Amanda's dad is a beautiful man. Totally. But, you know, like, I know Kyle.
Yeah.
You know, I know he's really fun. So I only say hi to Amanda's dad. So I'm going to go with Kyle because I know the full package.
Okay. Which man is better looking, Carl or Luke?
I think depends from the point of view. I mean, I'm going to go with Luke because Luke is almost 40 years old and looks younger than me. It's absurd.
How old are
you? It's like, I just turned 31. Luke is like 8 years older than me.
I could be your mom. You're 31. I don't even remember 31. I don't even know,
like, Luke, I don't even know if he's ever going to age. They're both great looking guys. Just Luke is shocking because he looks so young.
He looks incredible. He's hot. Yeah. He's hot. Okay. Which Summer House lady, not Paige, is the best looking?
Amanda. For me.
Oh, I would not have gone with that. Really?
Yeah. But, you know, but that's also like the whole point. You know, you got to be respectful. So, you know, but I always said it. She knows that. I told her that before.
I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
which housewife? Do you watch any of the housewife shows?
No, but tell me.
Which housewife is the hottest to you? The best looking?
I honestly, I think I only know the two Liza and some, I don't know. Let's say some blonde. One of the blondes.
Erica Jane? Dorit?
I don't, I honestly don't know. I know the name Erica Jane, but I never, I can't connect the face, but.
Go look up
the one from Dubai. The one from Dubai.
Caroline Stanberry.
Yes, yes.
She, good call. She is hot.
Yes.
She's hot. Okay, that was a great one. I love that. That's a good one. Okay, best Italian dish to make a lady. To make
Lexi. Best Italian yeah, to make Lexi, she loves pasta, so pasta 100%.
Love it. Okay. And
she loves pizza too, but pasta is like
pasta's her jam.
You never go wrong with pasta with her.
Okay. And the final question, Andrea, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which was better, having your nipple licked by Lindsay or licking Lindsay's nipple?
Me doing it.
I had to just throw that one in there. You know that. This was the best. I'm
a boob guy, so
I love it. I listen, I'm so happy I got to talk to you and see you. I so
no,
appreciate
thank
you.
I mean, you're amazing, so I had a great time.
I appreciate it. I hope it wasn't too bad. I had to play with you a little bit. Thank you again, fresh off the reunion. It gave me some more fun things to throw your way. It was Summer House was absolutely phenomenal. Winter House was phenomenal, and your ass better freaking be back. Ooh. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Hi. Tell Lexi hi.
Yeah, I'll tell Lexi hi. Don't
okay.
worry.
Thank you so much for listening to Side Piece. Make sure to follow on Instagram with the handle at Side Piece Show. That's at SIDEPIECESHOW at Side Piece Show. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.